Ever get the feeling that tech moves so fast these days? It's like 1 minute you're up to date, and the next minute, boom, something totally new explodes onto the scene.
Yeah, tell me about it. Trying to keep up can feel like a full-time job in itself.
Right. And that actually brings us to the topic of today's deep dive, AI generation Cebu. They've only been around for like 3 months.
Yeah, really new on the scene.
But they're already making waves here in Cebu, especially when it comes to AI, which I know you're super interested in.
Absolutely. Been following their progress with a lot of interest.
So, for anyone just tuning in, AI Generation Cebu, they're all about making AI knowledge and skills accessible to everyone. And I mean everyone, not just the tech whizzes.
Right, businesses, communities, they want to bring the whole island on board the AI train, which is huge.
And it's interesting, right? Because we talk about the global interest in AI, and here you have this group, AI Generation Cebu, strategically positioning themselves, making sure the Philippines, specifically Cebu, has a seat at the table.
It's smart. The world's going AI crazy, and they're making sure Cebu's not just along for the ride, but actually driving some of the innovation.
Totally. And they're not just talking about it, they're actually doing it. I was looking at their press release earlier. They've already put together, get this, over 10 AI events in 3 months.
Wow, that's a lot. What kind of events?
Everything. Workshops, hackathons, they've done online stuff, in-person events. Seems like they're everywhere, which is impressive in itself.
It's not just about grabbing headlines, though, is it? It's about laying the groundwork. These kinds of events build community, get people talking, sharing ideas about AI, and that's how innovation happens, right?
100%. It's all about creating that network of passionate individuals. And they're not just sticking to themselves either. Look at the partnerships they've built. Over 15 collaborations already. We're talking big players in Cebu's innovation ecosystem.
Like who? Give me some names.
Well, Solana Super Team, for one, Red Bull Basement, even the Department of Science and Technology is on board.
Okay, now those are some serious partners. That tells you AI Generation Cebu's got a plan. They're thinking strategically. These partnerships aren't just about looking good, it's about making real change happen.
It's like they're weaving AI into the very fabric of the Cebu tech scene, wouldn't you say?
Totally. They're making sure AI isn't seen as this separate thing, but as an integral part of Cebu's innovation DNA. Really smart.
And the best part, they're not just talking about AI in some abstract way. They're creating actual things, practical applications that people can use. Have you seen Sprintee?
The newsletter. Yeah, I've come across it.
So that's a perfect example, right? An AI-assisted newsletter for Cebu's startup and tech scene, co-produced by AI Generation Cebu.
Right. So instead of just saying, hey, AI is cool, they're showing you, giving you something tangible to interact with makes it less intimidating, more accessible.
It's like that old saying, show, don't tell. They're living proof of that.
Exactly. And slipping it into a format people already know, a newsletter genius.
Subtle but effective.
You start seeing AI as a tool, something that can actually be useful in your life.
Okay, so we've got community building, strategic partnerships, practical applications, all impressive stuff. But I'm curious to dig a little deeper into the specifics of what AI Generation Cebu is actually doing to address the gaps in Cebu's AI landscape.
Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks. Where are they focusing their efforts? What needs are they trying to meet?
Well, one of the things they talk about is AI activation,
Yeah.
but I think a clearer way to put it might be helping businesses in Cebu actually use AI.
Right, because it's one thing to understand what AI can do, but actually implementing it, whole other ballgame.
Exactly. And that's where those workshops and hackathons come into play.
Providing the hands-on experience, the practical skills.
Bridging that gap between theory and practice. And they're not just focused on, like, the tech sector itself.
No, they're going broader than that.
Oh, yeah. They're pushing for what they call cross-sector awareness, basically showing how AI can be useful in all sorts of industries, not just the obvious ones.
Yeah, like bringing AI to industries that might not even think they need it yet.
Exactly. It's about showing them the potential.
Yeah.
You know, they've got this whole thing about AI-enhanced tech.
Okay, what's that all about?
So imagine you're like a software developer, right? You've got your favorite coding languages, your tools, your whole way of doing things.
Got it.
AI-enhanced tech. It's about showing these developers how to incorporate AI into those existing processes.
Interesting. So not about replacing what they're doing, but making it better, more powerful.
Exactly. Augmentation, not replacement, which is kind of a relief, right? Don't have to learn everything from scratch.
Definitely. It makes AI way less intimidating for those actually building the tech.
Totally. And then it gets really interesting when you bring in what they call technological convergence.
Ooh. Okay, now we're getting complicated.
Not really. It's just about how AI works with other new technologies.
Because it's not happening in a vacuum, right? AI is going to bump up against all these other advancements.
Exactly. Think AI and blockchain, AI and the metaverse.
Endless possibilities.
And AI Generation Cebu, they get that. They're not just looking at AI in isolation, which is smart.
It's the future, right?
Oh,
All these technologies smashing together.
totally. And to make all this happen, they're big on resource accessibility.
Meaning.
Well, it's not enough to just tell people about AI. You've got to give them the tools, the resources to learn and actually do something with it.
Right, makes sense. So we're back to those workshops, hackathons, all those partnerships.
Exactly. It's not just about awareness, it's about giving people the means to develop real AI skills
Building that foundation.
from the ground up.
Yep.
And they're starting early, too. Get this, it's something called the Academic Industry Bridge.
Okay, what is that?
Basically, they're working with universities, giving students real-world experience with AI.
Smart move. Catch them while they're young.
Right, build that next generation of AI talent. And this next thing, it might seem small, but I think it's really significant. They chose InSpace Cebu as their home base.
Now that is interesting. Why there?
Well, InSpace Cebu, it's not just some random co-working space. It's known for being this hub of innovation in Cebu.
I see where you're going with this. It's about being in the right environment, surrounded by the right energy.
Exactly. Entrepreneurs, creatives, techies, that's the world they've immersed themselves in.
Strategic, for sure. They're tapping into a network that already exists instead of starting from zero.
Smart cookie, these AI generation Cebu folks. And it all comes back to collaboration, right? They're not trying to go it alone,
Yeah.
which is where their Council of Leaders initiative comes in.
Didn't we see that mentioned somewhere? What's that about?
Basically, it's about bringing together the people who are really driving AI in Cebu.
I like it. Gets everyone on the same page, working towards the same goals.
Exactly. Shared responsibility, shared vision. That's how you create lasting change. And it's something we see again and again with AI Generation Cebu.
Yeah, they seem to really understand that building a thriving tech scene, it's not a one-person job.
It's a team effort. And it's not just about the tech itself, it's about the people, the community.
Yeah.
It's like they're creating this self-sustaining, ecosystem.
And that's what's so remarkable. 3 months, right? That's nothing. And they've already accomplished so much. It speaks to like a much larger trend.
Definitely. The AI wave, it's huge, global.
Exactly. And AI Generation Cebu is riding it for sure, but they're also, what's the word? Directing it, shaping it, making sure it benefits their own community.
100%. And the best part is they're inviting everyone to come along. They're really active on Facebook, always posting about new events, partnerships, ways to get involved.
Good for them. Get the word out.
It's really inspiring to see. Makes you wonder, what's next?
Right. Like, where does this go? What happens when you take all this momentum, all this energy, and project it out, say, a year, 5 years? What could that look like? Not just for Cebu, but for, the world.
Big questions. And that's exactly what we'll leave you with today. AI Generation Cebu's story, it's just getting started. And the possibilities, sky's the limit. So if you're even a little bit curious about AI, check them out, AI Generation Cebu on Facebook. You won't regret it.